Father Josh's homily for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. How many of us have ever been at Mass and by the time the gospel is being proclaimed by the deacon, we already forgot the first reading? Or how many of us have ever been at Mass and by the time the priest begins to preach the homily, we've already forgotten what the deacon proclaimed in the gospel? Or how many of us have ever gone to Mass and by the time we get to our car in the parking lot, we already forgot the words from the priest homily? If this is your experience, I want you to know that you're not alone. If this is your experience, I want you to know that this does not mean that you did not hear the first reading being read or the gospel being proclaimed or the homily being preached. You certainly heard it, but there's a big difference between hearing the word spoken and listening well to the word that was spoken. I remember whenever I was a kid, my mom would always say to me, "Boy, you better look at me when I'm talking to you." Now, why would she say that? Because my mother knew if I was not looking at her while she was talking, if I was looking at the television, then I was not listening well to her. I could hear her voice, but it was like background noise. I couldn't really pay attention to what she was saying. I knew she was saying something, but I was more focused on the TV. And because I was looking at the TV, I was listening to the TV. Look at me when I'm talking to you. If we're not paying attention, we're not going to be able to listen well. One of my friends is a sister, a daughter of St. Paul, and she was sharing with me one day that there was this young girl who was at home with her mom, and her mom was a busy mom. She was a wife, and she was a mother, and she had a full-time job, and she had a lot of responsibilities and demands that were vying for her attention, and so she was trying to multitask, and while she was at home trying to multitask, she was in the presence of her daughter, but she was also on her phone getting things done, and her daughter said, "Mom, I want to tell you about my day at school," and she said, "Yeah, baby, I can hear you, baby, I'm listening to you," and she said, "Mama, but I want you to listen to me," she said, "Baby, I can hear you," and she said, "Mom, please just listen to me," she said, "Baby, I hear what you're saying, I'm in the room with you, I could do more than one thing at the same time." And finally, the little girl went to her mother, put her hands on her mom's face, reoriented her mother's face towards her, and said, "Mom, I want you to listen to me with your face." And she wants her to not just hear her speak, but she wants her to listen well. And just as we are invited to listen well to each other whenever we speak to each other and with each other, all the more we are invited by the Holy Spirit to not just hear the word of God, but to listen well to the word of God. In the very first reading, Moses says, "Heed the word of the Lord." If you look up the definition for the word heed, it translates to pay attention. Moses did not simply say, "Hear the word of the Lord," because the word of the Lord is so important. The word of the Lord does not need to be just another word that is spoken amongst many. God wants his voice to be the only voice that we are paying attention to. He does not want his voice to be drowned out by the many other voices in the crowd. He wants us to pay attention to his voice. God's voice is available for us to pay attention to as well. We might say, "Father Josh, it's just difficult to pay attention to the voice of God." It's not like we're living in the times of the apostles whenever they got to walk with Jesus and do ministry with Jesus and experience the miracles of Jesus 2,000 years ago. He's not inviting us to the top of Mount Tabor like he did Peter, James, and John to hear the voice of God the Father speak. He's not inviting us to go with him into the Jordan River where he was baptized when God the Father spoke. It's not like we're Moses, the guy who wrote the first reading in today's lectionary, who also was able to hear God speak in a burning bush and hear God speak on the top of Mount Sinai. It's just different for us. But I would even argue that it might be even better for us, though. Because unlike Moses, who only heard God's voice every now and then, and only unlike the apostles who heard God speak every now and then when Jesus wasn't going away to be with his Father in solitude, we have God's voice available to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the Word inscribed, the sacred scriptures, the Bible. The Bible is the voice of God, the inspired voice of God, the inerrant voice of God, the infallible voice of God. And the Bible is available to you and to me at all times, in all places, in all spaces. And how many of us prioritize intentional and consistent time with the Bible? how many of us pay attention to the Bible, to the words of God that are written for us in the Bible, and how many of us allow our Bibles to just collect dust on the shelf. We treat our Bibles like we treat our grandparents' fancy china, and we allow it to just collect dust, and we might pull it out once or twice a year, but other than that, it just looks good. God doesn't want to just look good. God wants us to be in relationship with Him. He wants us to speak to Him, certainly, but He also wants us to listen to Him. And the way that we listen to Him is by setting apart time on our calendar to read the Word of God, to pay attention to the Word of God. The church gives us this ancient form of prayer called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina has four traditional parts. We read, what does the text say? We meditate, what is the text saying to me? We pray, we have a conversation with God about what the text is saying to me, and then we contemplate. We look at God as God looks at us. Now, I don't want to just talk about Lectio Divina. I want to do it with you, because I believe that sometimes we learn best by actually just practicing it. So today's gospel at Mass is the story of the Good Samaritan, but rather than focusing on the entirety of the passage, we're just going to read the first few sentences from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right. Do this and you will live." So if we read, the text says that Jesus was speaking with a lawyer who was trying to test Jesus. And he asked Jesus, "What must he do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "What does the text say when you read?" And he answered appropriately. And Jesus said, "You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But what it says to me is that, you know, Jesus is God. Jesus is the divine person. He's always God. He knows everything as the Son of God. So he knew this lawyer had impure motives. He knew this lawyer was out to get him. And yet he still chose to prioritize time on his calendar with this lawyer. Why? Well, because even though this lawyer had a sinful heart, Jesus Christ desired his salvation. And Jesus Christ wanted to be a bridge for him to have a conversion. He wanted him to repent and believe in the word of the Lord. And what Jesus did in today's gospel is what I'm called to do today, because I'm the body of Christ. You're the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. Therefore, there might be people who approach us with impure motives. There might be people who approach us and they're trying to get us. They're trying to catch us. They're trying to see if we're going to make a mistake so they can laugh at us or make fun of us, or they can have other people not trust us. And even if there are people in our lives who approach us this way, we are called to be the body of Christ and continue to remain in relationship with them, to pray for them, to fast for them, and to help them, to accompany them into a deeper conversion. And so now we pray, God, give us the grace. Give us the grace to spend more time in adoration, because the fruit of adoration is imitation, and we want to imitate Jesus Christ, and we want to love everyone, not just the people who love us. We want to love even those who are our enemies, even those who are out to get us, God. We want to love them well, because we want for them to have an opportunity to become saints. And we just sit with the Lord. We sit with the Lord. We rest with the Lord. Right? I like to come up with a concrete resolution after my time of Lectio. So my concrete resolution is I will spend an extra 15 minutes each day now looking at Jesus, because the more I look at Jesus, the more I'm going to imitate Jesus. What I want to invite us to do this week is I want to invite everybody to spend 15 minutes every day with the Word of God. There are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want to invite everyone to spend 15 minutes with one of the four Gospels, just reading a passage, meditating on that passage, praying with that passage, and sitting with that passage every single day for the next 7 days, 15 minutes. To hold each other accountable, I would encourage us, though we normally don't want to make everybody look at our prayer life and like look at us as we're praying. I think it's going to help us to be accountable if, as we do our prayer time in the quiet of our home or wherever we pray best, is after we're done, get out our cell phone, take a picture, and post on social media a picture of our scripture, the passage that we read, and then invite your friends and your family to do the same, to also pray with scripture for 15 minutes a day. Use the hashtag Sacred Heart. This will inspire other people to also heed the word of the Lord, to not just hear the word, but to heed, to pay attention to the word of the Lord. People in our parish who may have forgotten to do this, if they see your post, they will be reminded by your post that they are being invited by the Lord to also set apart more time with Christ. Because the more time that we spend with Christ, the more we're going to think with the mind of Christ, speak the words of Christ, and act as the body of Christ in our walk toward eternity. So let's pray for the grace to commit to more time with the word of God. So the word of God can not only transform us, but inspire us to be agents of transformation within our family, within our neighborhood, within our school, within our workplace environments, and within our wider community.